From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Stewan as well, will be accompanying you with a lot of information and also good music from our country. Well then, make sure that you will stay tuned because we will begin with the news. Stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo holds again preparation meeting of new capital. Minister Mahfud MD visits Natuna. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo led a limited cabinet meeting that discussed preparation for capital moving at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday afternoon. Through his direction, President Joko Widodo highlighted a number of aspects in the preparation for new capital of Indonesia. In terms of regulation, he also asked ministers to prepare a number of draft bills and regulations regarding the new state's capital. The president hopes that the draft legislation can be completed sooner so that it can be discussed immediately by House of Representatives. President Joko Widodo also asked Minister of the National Development Planning Agency, Suharto Manoarfa, to prepare the capital authority agency. It is expected that the institution can be formed immediately so that it can focus on preparing the movement of the capital.
Saya kira gagasan besar untuk desainnya sudah ada, tetapi juga desain ini adalah sebuah desain yang bisa diperbaiki.
I think that great ideas for the design have already existed, but the design is a design that can be improved and it can change. So I hope that later on, all my ministers can provide inputs related to the design and the transportation, because it's in the new capital. Public transportation will generally use autonomous vehicle, and also the private vehicle will also use autonomous cars, and the design will be explained by Minister of Transportation and Minister of Research. Regarding the readiness, the infrastructure will also be directed to the use of electric vehicle and autonomous vehicle.
Menteri Riset ini berbicara mengenai ini, mengenai kesiapan, karena infrastruktur kalau kita memang betul-betul siap betul, infrastrukturnya juga diarahkan kepada penggunaan electric vehicle dan autonomous vehicle.
Moreover, President Joko Widodo also highlighted the issue of land in the new state capital. He asked Minister Suharto Manoarfa to collaborate with Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar to be able to soon resolve land issues so that the designers of the new capital can immediately realize the final design of the capital. Coordinating Minister for Politics and Law and Security Mahfud MD monitored Natuna waters using the Indonesian warship KRI Semarang 594 during his visit to Natuna on Wednesday. Besides, he also witnessed the F-16 fighter aircraft maneuver, which secures the waters of Natuna in oceans operations activity. After witnessing the maneuver of the main equipment of both the sea and air weapons system, Minister Mahfud MD was accompanied by Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Edi Prabowo, along with entourage of 10E officers and the Indonesian police, conducted a limited meeting on the KRI. The limited meeting was also attended by Acting Governor of Riau Island, Isdianto, and Natuna Region, Abdul Hamid Rizal. Minister Mahfud MD in a press conference explained that his visit to Natuna was related to efforts to improve security in northern Natuna waters.
Instruksi Presiden itu pertama supaya volume.
Firstly, presidential instruction is that the patrol volume is increased. Symbolically, It has been shown the readiness of patrol that passed before the gentleman. There are so many ships. Then next, the government coordinates across ministries and across institutions as well as a central relation with the regions related to the management of Natuna.
Lembaga serta dan hubungan pusat daerah mengenai pengelolaan Natuna.
Besides, Minister Mahfud MD also held dialogue with Natuna fishermen regarding with issues of the placement of North Coast fishermen to Natuna waters. The dialogue with the fishermen representative was held at the Lampa Strait Integrated Marine and Fisheries Center, Pulau Tiga District, on Wednesday afternoon. In initiating the meeting with fishermen, the minister also reviewed the infrastructure of Center for Integrated Maritime and Fisheries and the fishery control ships. Minister of Health Terawan Agus Putranto explained in Jakarta on Wednesday that to anticipate the outbreak of severe pneumonia virus from China into Indonesia, the Indonesian government takes concrete and necessary efforts. The anticipation is done by increasing security at the entrance both at the airport and seaport. Although there has been no report of the virus infected to people, Minister Terawan said that his ministry has already have standard operational procedure to anticipate the virus to spread in Indonesia.
Kita sudah mulai gerakan untuk kewaspadaan itu. Semua pintu-pintu masuk.
We have started the movement for the alertness in all the entrances, both airports and seaport already stand by. They use thermoscans, detector devices and so on, particularly to anticipate the entry of the virus that is now just spreading in Wuhan. And now there is again in Thailand. The government has already been alert and done the practices and anticipated that if there is an incident, what needs to be done. All sides are holding the standard operational procedures.
Apa yang harus dilakukan, semua sudah memegang SOP.
Furthermore, Minister Terawan Agus Putranto also explained that his side has also prepared a number of hospitals if the virus from China is found domestically. But he keeps on appealing for preventive measures so that the severe pneumonia virus does not infect the people of Indonesia. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Crude oil prices fell in Wednesday trading American time. Oil prices have been pressured by an increase in processed U.S. productions following the signing of a trade agreement with China in the first phase. Antara News Agency reported on Thursday that Brent crude oil was recorded 49 cents to $64 per barrel. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude oil fell 42 cents to $57.81 per barrel. In the previous day, the price of Brent oil rose 29 cents to $64.49 per barrel, and West Texas Intermediate increased 15 cents as low as $58.23 per barrel. The British Minister for the Asia-Pacific, Heather Wheeler, said that those involved in South China Sea conflict, especially in North Natuna waters, Riau Island more recently, must comply with international sea law. This was confirmed by Minister Wheeler answering reporters' questions about Britain's positions in the Natuna's conflict at the British Embassy in Jakarta on Wednesday. Antara News Agency reported that the year 2020 began with the dispute between Indonesia and China after Chinese fishing vessels entered the Indonesian Exclusive Economic Zone in the North Natuna waters and fishing illegally. Minister Wheeler expects relevant stakeholders to take appropriate legal steps and there will be no more problems with improper land acquisitions. Member states of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, shift the United States to the second largest trading partner for China in 2019. The Chinese Customs Ministry's data shows that the value of China's export-import with ASEAN in 2019 reached 4.43 trillion yuan, or an increase 41.1% compared to 2018. This was triggered by close economic cooperation and trade with ASEAN, including the improvement of China's industry. This was pointed out by researchers of the Chinese International Economic and Trade Cooperation Agency, Pengbo, in Beijing, China, on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. Meanwhile, the European Union remains the largest trade partner for China with a value of 4.86 trillion yuan, an increase of 8% year-on-year. The value of China's export-import with the United States in 2019 reached 3.73 trillion yuan, a 10.7% decrease compared to 2018. the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, will hold a close meeting to discuss Kashmir issue. This was reported by Radio Pakistan on Wednesday. Indian broadcast media News 18 reported that the meeting was proposed by China. News 18 also mentioned that France has rejected China's proposal to discuss the Kashmir issues. Last month, the United States, Britain, France and Russia foiled China's efforts to discuss Kashmir in the UN Security Council. Beijing has long voiced concern over the situation in Kashmir, especially in areas managed by India. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati.
Listener, here is today's commentary. Omnibus law can accelerate economic growth. In a limited cabinet meeting on Wednesday, January the 15th, President Joko Widodo instructed his ministers to immediately finish the law which can accelerate national economy in 2020. Omnibus law is made to target one great issue that can revoke or amend some laws to be simpler. To stimulate economic growth, Indonesian government must move quickly so that the 5.5% economic growth projection in 2020 can be achieved. There are three focuses in the 2020 Omnibus Law, namely tax, providing employment, as well as empowering micro, small and medium enterprises. In the limited cabinet meeting, the president targeted the omnibus law for employment and tax to be finished before 100 working days of Indonesian cabinet onward. Therefore, he instructed all ministries and institutions, including the National Police, State Intelligence Agency, and Attorney General Office, to build one-way communication as well as to communicate it with involved organizations. President Joko Widodo hopes the omnibus law discussion can be finished soon, because it can make Indonesia a country with good business ecosystem. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Ain Langga Hartarto said that the omnibus law is ready to be ratified before 2020 Idul Fitr. According to him, the discussion in the government's internal level had been finished. Therefore, he ensured the bill can be submitted to the House of Representatives immediately to be ratified. One of the main priorities under development in the Omnibus Law is manpower. The Omnibus Law is needed to increase Indonesian economic growth that was stagnant in 2019. The bureaucracy complexity that hampers business activities is the main target in bill making. Therefore, omnibus law completion and implementation are very needed for the government as long as for prosperity and the welfare of the people. However, it should be carefully checked again if the related parties can make win-win solution for the developing and more complex current economic issues. Well, listener, that was today's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Today in History. Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on January 16, 1919, when Anti-Alcohol Act in United States of America was enacted. On January 16, 1919, the 18th Amendment of the Constitution was officially enacted. The amendment contained of prohibition of making, selling, or distributing alcohol in the United States of America. But the U.S. government was still powerless against alcohol distribution in the country. Therefore, in 1933, the 21st Amendment was legalized to withdraw again the prohibition of production and sale of the alcohol. Next event was in 1991. U.S. President George Bush announced Operation Desert Storm, military operation to drive away Iraqi forces from Kuwait. Iraq has attacked and annexed Kuwait for months before. During the weeks, a coalition of some countries was led by the U.S., and it deployed more than 900,000 soldiers in the region. Most of them were placed at Saudi-Iraqi borderline. Limit time of the withdrawal, which was declared by the U.S., ended on January 15, without action from Iraq. So the coalition forces began 5-week bombing on command of Iraq from air and sea. The coalition forces quickly expelled Iraq from Kuwait and reached disarmament within 100 hours. Meanwhile, victims from the coalition reached hundreds and Iraq lost dozens of soldiers. The last event is that in 2006, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was the first woman of president in Africa. January 16, 2006 became historical day for Africa, especially Liberia. This country was officially led by woman, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. At the day, she was sworn before Liberian people and state guests, including United States of American First Lady Laura Bush, wife of President George Walker Bush, and U.S. Foreign Affairs Minister, who is also woman, Condoleezza Rice. That was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Menunggu kau di sini.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia. Next, we would like to present to you information about Indonesia and My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to My Indonesia. For today entitled, Ministry of Environment and Forestry focuses on rehabilitation of Java Island with social forestry. Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry focuses on rehabilitation of Java through this year's Social Forestry Program. The Director General of Social Forestry and the Environmental Partnership, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Bambang Suprianto, said that in this rehabilitation effort, there will be an additional indicative map and social forestry area for permit of the utilization of social forestry in Java. Bambang Suprianto in Jakarta Monday, January 13, said forest degradation in Java is below 10%. The location has been mapped as location for social forestry utilization permit. On the third revision of indicative map and the social forestry area, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry reserved 13.8 million hectares area for social forestry, while the addition to the permit of the utilization of social forestry in Java will be around 326,000 hectares covering the areas of East Java, West Java, Central Java, and Banten. The location lies in 44 districts and 74 sub-districts. Bambang said, the realization of the social forestry program up to December 31, 2019 was recorded there have given management access to 818,457 households with a total of 6,411 permits or management rights or a total area of 4,048 million hectares. He said after the utilization permit of Java Island Social Forestry was approved by Minister of Environment and Forestry, assistance to forestry extension would be immediately carried out. They will assist pre- to post-permits, preparing work plans and determining the crops or agroforestry patterns which suitable for the specific area. Bambang said, he wants to increase the number of assistants but reducing the target area of social forestry in 2020. This was done because the Ministry of Environment and Forestry wants to improve access of assistants so that the social forestry business groups that had been running previously could increase and qualified. As of November 2019, 5,208 social forestry business groups have been formed in the social forestry program, which is spread across 33 provinces. That was My Indonesia.
Thank you very much for the listeners who are still with us in the Voice of Indonesia. Now, we would like to introduce you to more information about our tradition and also tourism destinations. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. In today's edition, I'll invite you to visit Batu Dulang Tourism Village in West Nusa Tenggara. Traveling to Sumbawa Besar, the capital city of West Nusa Tenggara Province, you can visit Batu Dulang Tourism Village. The village is located at an altitude 850 meters on sea surface with a temperature around 18 to 21 Celsius degrees. The village offering natural atmosphere which has fresh air. And at the Batu Dulang village, you can see landscape of Sumbawa Besar, Moyo Island, and Mount Tambora. Batu Dulang Tourism Village is located around 26 kilometers from Sumbawa Besar to the south, that takes 45 minutes. Going around at Batu Dulang Tourism Village, you can hear chirping of various species of birds along the street. There are around 25 bird species in Batu Dulang, among other bunglor, sameong, pelatuk, kanenang kuning, kipas, and all bird. At this village, you can join in residence activities which traditionally produce Arabica and Robusta coffee. You can also visit the local small and medium enterprises, namely forest products such as honey, coffee, candle nut oil, and various fruits like mangosteen. In Batu Dulang, there are packages of harvest products such as packaging of honey and coffee powder, curcuma, and candle nut which processed to be oil. This village is also a producer of a good quality honey because its forest is still very good as food resource of bee. Batu Dulang Tourism Village is the first village which applies preservation harvest of forest honey with honey drain technique by not using hands to squeeze under the management of Sumbawa Forest Honey Network since 2008 until nowadays. Touring at Batu Dulang Village, you can also enjoy the freshness of Tiudua Waterfall. From the village, it is around 3 kilometers of distance to the waterfall, or it takes around 5 minutes by using motorcycle and walk around 25 minutes. The waterfall has around 8 meters high. Below the waterfall, there are two big ponds which can be used for taking a bath and swimming. Batu Dulang Village also provides some towers for selfie. At this tourism village, there are also 4 homestays with a tariff of 75,000 rupiah per night. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Batu Dulang Village in West Nusa Tenggara Province. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
Saat hatiku telah menyerah dalam cinta.
listener, we still have much more information about Indonesia. The next one is interesting information related to our country. Next is miscellany.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's Citizen, we present you information on Indonesian students of vocational school are winners of International Singaporean Fashion Contest. The proud achievement was again inscribed by Indonesian people. January 5, 2020, four students of vocational school of NU Banat Kudus won prestigious events of Grand Prix Sakura Collection of Asia Students Award 2020. At Atrium Jewel of Changi Airport, Singapore. The achievement of the Indonesian student was presented by Dania Pulungan, the second winner, Nadla Mufida, the third winner, Salsa Bila Nizatin, the fourth winner, and Fira Aulia, the fifth winner. One of the winners, Dania Pulungan, carried concept of Shinogiri. It is collaboration of idea of Shinobi and Onigiri. Shinobi is another name of ninja and Onigiri is one of popular street foods among Japanese people. Dania stated that creative process which deliver her to be the winner. She has looked for the concept since some months ago, which is appropriate with theme of the competition. Finally, she took Shinogiri as her idea because the two elements have appeal of monochromatic colors that unite and can produce urban and streetwear look. Furthermore, Dania explained that black color on Shinobi symbolizes manly, invisible, and sneaking up. Then, white color on Onigiri symbolizes clean and holy. Two color philosophies are interesting to be urban streetwear. The four students were not easy to achieve the titles at the event, which has been held 7 years successively. At the early phase of the competition in November 2019, those students had to look for the idea and send their design concept to the committee. They competed against thousands of participants from various fashion schools from 6 countries in Southeast Asia. As a result, those students coached by Jarum Foundation succeeded to send 7 students of 10 finalists who represented Indonesia to size prizes, collaborating with Citizen Ecobank Project and learning experience at ESMO Japan Tokyo. That was our segment for today, Miss Leni. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
perpisahanmu denganku. Tak pernah aku inginkan namun tetap aku yakin ini yang terbaik.
It seems that we have provided a lot of information and also good music. Next, we have a song and also some information about it. Next, Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we will present a song by The Mercies. The Mercies is an Indonesian music group formed in Medan in 1965. The initial members consisted of Erwin Harahap, guitarist, Rinto Harahap, bassist, Reynold Panggabean, drummer, Rizal Arsyad, guitarist and vocalist, as well as Iskandar, keyboardist. The name of the Mercies group was popular among the music lovers in the 1970s. The group presents pop music genre with sweet lyrics of love themed. The song Tiada Lagi became the main hit single that made the Mercy's name more famous. Although quite melancholy, the song has a good musical composition. Well, listener, here is the song Tiada Lagi by the Mercy's. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hati
Thank you very much for the listeners who have been joining us, and it is almost 1 hour we have been providing a lot of information. Well, listener, please send your comments and questions to our email voi@voinews.id and also our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Well then, listener, I'm Stefan as well. Stay tuned with us in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.